You know, I found a way to enrage the devil and make him madder than I'd ever had before. It's fun. He gets so mad. Too bad. Said he destroyed him, even he who had the power of death. When a person's born again, there's an unlimited capacity to receive everything God has. So where's the limits? Who's teaching you? Who's discipling you? Where they stop? You say, well, a person wouldn't have the capacity to be a Hitler, would they? With that death nature, yes, you have a capacity. It depends who has you. Who's nurturing what you have? Some take it limits absolutely off of God and just teach us right into it and the operation of it. And boy, we get some good teaching on who we are here. Say, well, I wouldn't be a Hitler. It depends on who has you. If you was a warrior somewhere in Africa and to be a man, you had to bring back a head, you'd bring back somebody's head. If you had to kill a lion, you'd go kill a lion. It's who has you and what they're cultivating, that death nature. It was the devil that had that power of death. Jesus destroyed. Where do you think all the wars and the killings and the murdering? The soldiers, Hitler's regime finally got so hard-hearted that just sat down and have lunch right there with the family they just killed and have their lunch. You know. Family, whole family killed and they just... No heart. This is what I like. I've been born again. And I have the Holy Spirit. And so do you. And all things are possible to him that believeth. That sounds to me like if I get nurtured by the right one, the limits are off. And I like to pray in tongues. I could teach on it, you know. Hello, skedatote makwas, tieloba. Nachrito es kuropoet in dase. No siuntiekua. For where many have come, that you'll find that the instruction that I'll begin to give, saith the Lord, will be dependent on what they had learned from the past and how much they changed. But I have anointings and things that you haven't seen yet, but you will. So be of good courage and be not moved by what is obvious to you this day, but be moved by what I say, because I don't even know how to put words to that part. You have no idea what you've caused and haven't received yet. I got it. I got the wording. I couldn't even say it again hardly. What you have caused already and haven't received yet, which means it's lining up for... Yeah, that was good. We could go home now. That was good. I say. Well, he said, it was a it is a part of the love of God that manifests itself in joy, in the more of the love of God that you walk in, and the freer you get. No matter what the circumstances say, the more of my joy will manifest, and you will walk in. And do not misjudge this, for the freedom you receive inside in your walk is generally the freedom I can manifest outside of you in your walk. So go from where you are to where I am, saith the Lord, and let me administer this joy to you. Well, when he gave us the fasting key, didn't I lead you into fastings? Obviously. We're going to... Where was that testimony at? Obviously, we're going to find out more and more about this one, the love of God that casts out the fear. And we're going to find out more how to walk in it. And I think it's going to be a drastic effect on our joy, our attitude, and what we walk in. I think that was the interpretation. Well, maybe he can teach a little better than I do. Quieto, boys. Conalo lo quieto, si. Pequito, pa. Chenomat un chiu tuta coche ja tuta piemese hennese. For many of you experience things that your shortcomings seem to not let you pass certain points, so you'd be pulled up and stopped from time to time. But know ye this, that in the manifestation of the things I'll teach you as they're received, that they'll set you free in many of those areas you're unsure of your walk in. So be encouraged, for I am who I said that I am, and I am love, saith the Lord. Woo. Well, I'm glad he's not prophesying about fasting and stuff. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll keep trying to go my direction. And no silo back here. Ando scurate lui bien. Andate qui su masi. For the anointing that will develop in many of your ministries as you begin to take this step forwards is an anointing that will minister in healing realms where people fail to receive what I have for them because they can't get past the problems. And know you not, there's an anointing available in this key that my anointing can arrest and heal and change many of those things so that these people can get out of prison and walk in to more of what I have for them. Okay, I saw it as an anointing, and it wasn't me, it was an anointing It was an anointing that keeps bottlenecking here. Let me get this. It is an anointing that will show up in many of your ministries as you administrate this key, saith the Lord. Okay. Now I'm beginning to understand it a little more, what he's saying. Is that the more that he's able to minister this key, then the freer people will get, because the more things they'll be healed of that are the deeper kinds of things that was stopping them from going forward in God's. It's just not a particular anointing like, okay, it's like a healing anointing. It's like anything else. And it's available to the body of Christ. I'm going to have to tell you about a little one of those visions that go and you see it all of a sudden and you interpret it. It's there. And I was walking through a front room and the pulpit was the TV. I was walking through the room and I don't know, it didn't seem like it was my room. It seemed like a public place or something, but I know I was going through it. And the TV was on. And that, no, I'm not going to preach against TV. And because a preacher was on. A preacher. But it wasn't just, several things happened at once with the preacher. I don't know how God does that, but I seen him doing all those things at once almost. And first what I saw, he was doing like a offering, you know, give, you'll be exceedingly blessed. Give your 100 and you'll get 100-fold return. Anyway, so I didn't slow down there. I just didn't catch my interest. Next time is people are getting healed, stand up, throw that crutch down. I'm going, yeah, they can. I heard that they paid somebody to one time. I can pass that off. Yeah, okay. So they say they're healed. I've yet to see it. That's a lot of critics. But then the next time was that other anointing. Had to do with the love of God in the atmosphere. I could feel it. I tried to walk through that one. About right here, something put me under arrest. Just like a powerful magnet, I couldn't seem to break away. Stay on this path. You'll get on it as you learn more about it. I know that when we give our testimony, when I sit down in the chair up there and start teaching on this and that, I know there's an anointing that's available that'll go into the front room and just arrest you. If I was full of uncertainty, maybe torment, fear, I'm a teacher, so I know I'm not possessed. I'm not nothing like that. All of a sudden, this anointing comes. The fellowship, the fear leaves you. You feel so good, so bold. That'd get my attention. You don't really mind standing up again and lifting your hands and worshiping him for a minute, do you? If you do, you can sit back down anytime you want. It's okay. I just can't help it. And I know very little about this at this point. I'm going to torment the devil a little. Why? Because I want to. So why don't you open to Matthew, 21st chapter. The 14th verse is where we'll read at, and then we'll be in the 8th chapter of Psalms for just a moment. This is a good 15-minute message, I think. In my hands, hour and a half. I remember the old days, we'd open up. Some of it came back to me. I would pray over it. Oh, did we pray over it? No. Like one guy. Somebody, he took a bite. Somebody said, "Did you pray?" And he said, "No." And he spit it out. I thought it was funny. What religion will do. You can't thank you enough for your word. Living a day like this, every translation, every Greek word, every Hebrew, just at our fingertips. Of course, to he that has will. But just make us that much more accountable for understanding what you read, won't it? But notice this very closely. 14, and this is when Jesus came to the temple and caused quite a stir and was healing the people. And it says the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying in the temple, and saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased and said unto him, "Hearest thou what they say?" And then Jesus answered them back. He said, "Yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise?" And I thought this is interesting because when he came to the temple and was healing the sick, isn't it something that the little children were crying Hosanna and praising him and worshiping him? And Jesus referred to a verse here. Of course, when I went through that chapter and everything, in the past when I preached on it, I come to understand it. That was a type. And those little children are kind of a type of us and the newness that we have when we're born again. But he says, "Haven't you read, at the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise." Perfected it. And of course, when I was teaching on the Samaritan woman, he said, "God seeketh such to worship him." I mean, he wasn't looking for a good worship team. But he waited out the dispensations of 4,000 years for the first man to appear on this planet that had a nature like God that could finally worship him out of that nature. "For in this he seeketh such to worship him." So when he said, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise," meaning, boy, when it comes from the innocence of that nature now, that is the perfecting of that praise. A spiritually dead man could worship him and praise him and do all those things, yet he was limited. His fellowship with them was limited by their death nature. Now with Cain, my timber wolf, when I got him, his head was as long as his body. And when he'd walk, his hind little legs would go up in the air sometimes. Big fat head pulled him down. Cutest little wolf. He had those grayish eyes. Timber wolf, yellowish gray. Boy, did he get big. We had a little goat named Abel. His name was Cain. That Cain, you couldn't keep him retained. Wolves, they just love to run free. So he'd go down and come back with feathers on his mouth and cat hair and everything. And say, Cain, are you killing the neighbor's cats or anything?
No.
You liar. Yes, you are. And I loved Cain. But I had to put him under the law. I had to put him on a chain. See, my fellowship with him was limited because of his nature. I had to put him on the chain. I did. But it's your mouth, mouth of babes and sucklings. You've been born again. We have that nature. We can finally give him the fellowship that he's longed for. He's perfected. Praise. Well, it's something that he referred to Psalms 8, isn't it? Whew. It says, haven't you ever read? How embarrassing to a priest. Notice what he says. The second verse, the eighth chapter of Psalms. And out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. When Jesus translated, he said perfected praise. Here he called it ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Boy, isn't that interesting? And all hell is nipping at your heels. Nothing else can go wrong. It's already done that. You feel like telling the doctor, get me another report. I want another opinion. It just keeps pouring in. You know what ordained strength is? Huh? In the presence of devils yapping, circling, whooping and yelling, and you're going down, you're going to die, blah, 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 everything's going wrong. Could anything else go wrong? No, it can't. But guess what? I have ordained strength. And guess what? You're about to be stilled. You know how embarrassing it is to the devil when he takes his best shot, you just stand there and lift your arms and start worshiping God. What an insult. Did somebody here say something? You're going to die. What, devil? I may die laughing if I can get up off the floor here. You know how embarrassing he is? You can turn it all loose and lift those hands and say, I have ordained strength to still you. You're my enemy. And you want to see something? I'm going to glorify him as long as you hang around for your defeat. So you know where the door is. Quit tormenting yourself. I'm free. How many of you have ever experienced a little difficulty at rough mind low times? I'm depressed. Worship God. Shut up. How many ever been on the brink? You don't even want to. I don't even want to worship him. A tractor's going to hook a hook on your lower lip and drag you across the street if you're not careful. 头，头。I mean, I don't want to want to. He loves you anyway. Come on. So out of us, that new species, he's perfected the praise and ordained the strength. And it's really good to meet him at the door when he thinks he's going to destroy you. I know something you don't, you ugly, invisible thing. You might be invisible, but I can tell you, you're ugly. I told you I knew how to make him mad. Come on. And the only strength he has, if he could throw you off of a cliff, he'd already thrown most of you off. He was reduced to eat the dust of the earth. In other words, he can't just, because you're standing there looking into the Grand Canyon, come up behind you and shove you in. He has to talk you into jumping. It's not very likely. Why are you going to let talk you into anything else? You're the one that has the ordained strength. He's the one that's already been humiliated and whipped in front of everybody. So why don't you practice victory? Hallelujah. He says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and that includes his doctrinal mess. He threw in there to mess us up. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and the stronghold is generally a system of thought horrendously charged by your emotion.
Well, I don't want to stop, and I don't want to want to, and you're not going to make me.
What are you, strongholds or us? Huh? Huh? See, don't go there. You're the one with the ordained strength and the perfected praise. You're the one with his nature. Come on. Stand up for yourself and lift your hands, and you proclaim who you are and where you're going. He hates it. He hates the worship because it causes the presence of God to come in, and he doesn't want to be anywhere around the presence of God. That's why he manifests in people when the presence of God is there, throws them down on the floor and screams. Then they all shut up. So what? What's he going to do when you... Hey, he doesn't like to hang around when the presence of God keeps building and getting stronger and stronger. Biggest mistake the devil ever made was telling me I couldn't sing. I tormented him for 3 months. Not really. Only two. I do skittle make this good. Well, how about my mind and that kind of thing? Listen. At first, you'll have a wrestling match with it somewhat, but don't stop. Just set yourself time to worship him. Don't stop, and pretty soon it'll come at you. Just raise your hands and you start, and it's over for him. You stand there a few times till you whip him real bad. He knows you're going to do that. So come on. You know how it is. You know how you can get over not liking people? God forbid nobody here I'm talking to it. They'll get the CD from it. See? You can't worship God. The kind where He comes and you bask in it and keep worshiping Him, then you start calling out some enemy's name. You can't stay ugly. It doesn't mix. You might as well learn how to go there, because what did Jesus say?
I'm going to build your house on the rock, then do my sayings.
What ones? 27, 28, 29. What are they?
Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you.
No, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Pray for them who despitefully use you.
Why pray for them? Because
they're on your porch. So come on. So what did he say in Ephesians? Ministering to yourself. Who?
Yourself.
Excuse me? You're probably the one that needs it the most, you know. But you, beloved, ministering to yourself. Who? In Psalms and hymns. Oh, and get this, and spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart. Giving thanks for all things to God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, we didn't want to go that far. Submitting yourselves one to another. We'll leave that off for a while. Hallelujah. This is a good night. It's a good night to turn some stuff loose, don't you think? Put your hatchets up, you know? Don't you think? So I can speak. I've already been through it. So why don't you jump back up then and lift your hands up. I let him lead me in mine. I turned loose of what I knew. Then I said, you show me. You show me how you want this to walk out. I want nothing to hinder that love that you have for me. I don't want nothing to hinder it. I don't want to. I want to use it to destroy evil, not to become passive about it. Come on. Come on. Come on, Father. I worship you and I thank you. Father, right now, I elect, I choose. I want you to teach me, Father. I'm turning loose of my known enemies now. I don't wish them harm. I want them to be saved. And I want them to know this love and have heaven as a final reward. And so, Father, in Jesus' name now, that you just settle on your people and help them turn loose. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let my mouth put them on a path to heaven, Father, not on a path to hell. Oh, Kelly, Chamoke. So, Father, as you worship Him in this song,